What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah.
No, that's not real.
This thing a weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This is a special episode. I haven't said that in quite a while, but this one really is because it is the first time that we're producing an episode intentionally for the podcast as well as YouTube. I have put this off for as long as I possibly could because producing an audio file for the podcast is relatively simple. It still takes some time to do the editing and whatnot, but the literal processing power that it takes and time to produce that is orders of magnitude less than it takes to put a video onto YouTube of the same exact content. So I put it off long enough. Here we are. We'll see how this goes. The background behind me is not real, and it will change because that's the way I roll. Sometimes it will just be completely random and weird. I haven't even picked one for this episode yet, so who knows? I don't even know where I'm at right now. All right, so that is that. This is the first YouTube podcast, video podcast that we've done. I won't limit us to YouTube because we will surely end up in other places as well. But the good thing about video podcasts is that you can see me. I can't see you, which makes me sad, but you can see the sexy shirt that I'm wearing. You can see the logo if I do that. But even without seeing the logo, you can see that this shirt fits perfectly. It is super comfortable and high quality. It is a shirt from a company called The Badge Life. If you go to thebadgelife.com, check out their stuff and get yourself some of their merch. And when you check out, use promo code Police Academy. You'll get free shipping and a free patch thrown in with your order. I had a patch. Whoops, I'm breaking stuff. Oh, there's one. I've got a patch right here. It's a Velcro patch. So you can stick it on to anything that, you know, most law enforcement military gear has got Velcro on it somewhere. You can slap it on there. Pretty cool stuff. Also, members for the Police Academy podcast get more over at Patreon. If you are a member, I have more content on the way. I'll fill you in on the chaos that has been going on behind the scenes. And that will be for members only over there on Patreon. We're almost out of our first 50 tumblers, and we're doing the Badge Life t-shirt giveaway very soon. So don't delay. Go sign up today. We have 3 levels of membership there. All right. To the podcast, or to the content of this show, this is a letter from an active duty police officer. So when the George Floyd incident took place and the entire world exploded quite irrationally, there were a lot of people, well, there were some sources reaching out to try to figure out what law enforcement officers were thinking. And good on them for at least making the effort to try to figure out, hey, how's the law enforcement community thinking or feeling about what's going on right now? Because the coverage in the media is pretty one-sided, and it's not in favor of police officers, despite the fact that they're out there getting bricks thrown at their heads. So, in that context, I did an episode explaining my new zero fucks policy. Pardon the French, but not really. If you're watching the show, I expect you to be an adult. And I got quite a response from that. And some of those responses were from, several of those responses were from active duty police officers saying, hey, thank you for sharing the law enforcement perspective on all of this. And I did ask, you know, I think in that episode, for officers to write to me what's going on, what conversations are taking place cruiser to cruiser. We call it dooring up. You door up with somebody, driver's door to driver's door, roll your windows down, and you talk. And those conversations are the ones where the real talk happens. So this is a letter in response to that request. Me saying, hey, what are you guys talking about when you door up? All right, so I'm going to keep it pretty strict to what this officer wrote. I'll comment a little bit on it at the end, add in a little bit on the military side of things, but this is relatively short. And I did mention the Zero Fucks Policy episode. It's a really good one. I highly recommend, if you're new to the show and or missed that one, go back and listen to it. If I were a true professional, I would tell you which episode number it is, but I have no fucking idea. So anyways, all right, here we go. Quote, thanks for everything you do. Your no fucks given episode articulated everything I feel. Just hearing some sanity around the issues was refreshing. As far as the New York Times podcast, he's talking about a New York Times request for officer comment that I received, trying to find out what officers are saying. Continuing, what doesn't seem to be talked about is that police forces are as diverse as ever, almost exactly matching the racial breakdown of the nation, with Hispanics still being a bit underrepresented, if I'm not mistaken. And then in parentheses, I'm a Hispanic officer from California. If police officers were systematically racist, why the hell would there be any minority police officers, period? Along those lines, what the woke white liberals will never understand is that white, black, brown, and all officers in between have a connection and a camaraderie with each other that they will never have with people of color. We see blue brothers and sisters, and that connection comes from the willingness and trust we have in each other to deal with life's worst situations. As a matter of fact, officers of all colors, in my experience, of course, are so comfortable with each other that we can openly joke about the intricacies and unique qualities about each other's races without getting offended. An outsider might be shocked about the kinds of jokes we can crack on each other and not get offended, because we know to never cross a line of disrespect, we have thick skin, and because they will never understand the bond we have, and that we can laugh at ourselves and the stupid shit our races do. We don't pity each other like white liberal protesters do with blacks. We laugh together, cry together, bleed together, and love together. We're not sorry because ours... correction. We're not sorry because of ours or someone else's race. What the fuck is that? Don't get me wrong. We're not a kumbaya family who all get along all the time. On the contrary, there's some people I can't stand at work. Feel you there, brother. But at the end of the day, I still love them, and I would take a bullet for them. Hell, even the woke liberals, because that is our job. End quote. Some very, I feel, touching words there. I feel I can sense, because I can empathize. I literally can put myself in his shoes. He's preaching to the choir as far as speaking to me on these issues. And I think what this officer is pointing out is maybe a moot point, because people who have never worked in law enforcement, who've never worked in the military, and have transcended the identities and identity politics, but the identities that we traditionally put ourselves into, you know, male, female, white, black, your cultural backgrounds, your heritage, you know, Irish, Italians, whatever, right? When you're in the law enforcement field, those things all take second place. In my opinion, they should. Some officers don't have the maturity, don't really catch on, and they tend not to do so well in those communities. But for the most part, the fact that you're a police officer is first place in those identities. Yeah, you might still be a black police officer, but you're a police officer who happens to be black. You're a police officer who happens to be a woman of, you know, Hispanic descent, whatever it is, but police officer first. And you work with closely people, other officers from all kinds of different backgrounds, beliefs, colors, etc. And you build a bond that you don't find in very many places. I have seen it in law enforcement. I've seen it much more so in the military. The part that he talks about how an outsider might be shocked about the, I would add things that we do to each other, but kinds of jokes that we can crack on each other. I mean, trust me, you have no idea if you have never worked in one of these, in an environment where there's an extreme level of camaraderie between yourself and your coworkers. I mean, we take it as far as you can take it, and no one is writing up complaints about discrimination or workplace harassment or anything like that, because we're beyond that. We know that the guy hurling white male, anti-white male, and I mean, I'm a former police officer, so the jokes that come at me from fellow members of my current unit typically revolve around the myths about police officers today. So as an example, hypothetically, someone might say, "Hey, Herrick, don't you miss being able to shoot black people whenever you want and get away with it?" Like, that is a kind of joke that is common in an environment like that. It might be shocking to some. Does it offend me? At times, I've been like, man, I'm kind of tired of these jokes. But in the end, I know that that guy, number one, is kidding. And number two, would fight to the death by my side. And knowing that, it makes it a lot easier to accept each other as we are, to make fun of each other, and to acknowledge our own, acknowledge the boxes that we fall into, you know, the identities that we fall into. Acknowledge the problems and stupid things, like as he said, the stupid shit that our races do, or expand that to whatever identities that we affiliate with, that they do. If you can't accept that, if you're a liberal, if you can't accept that there's a bunch of liberals out there that do some stupid shit, then you're not living in reality. And I can accept that there's a bunch of, you know, white middle-aged dudes out there that do really stupid shit and say stupid shit. And it's irritating because anytime someone represents or falls into a similar or same category of identity as you and they misrepresent that identity, well, then it makes everything harder for you. So, but it's worth laughing about and worth acknowledging, because if you choose to stick your head in the sand, you're not helping yourself. You're not helping anybody else. When you acknowledge, you accept and acknowledge and even point out your own flaws, it helps people to see that, like, hey, yeah, we're all human beings. Nobody has to be trying to prove that they're perfect, because we all know we ain't. So there's a huge advantage in law enforcement, in the military, over the civilian sector, especially at this point when everyone is so freaking sensitive. Everyone gets butthurt about even the slightest offense. And oftentimes it is something that shouldn't be offensive in the first place. They just took it as offensive, right? The person that they got offended by meant nothing negative or was not trying to be offensive. For example, if a man holds a door open for a woman and the woman becomes offended because she can open doors herself. That is idiotic. The man is simply doing something nice and probably something he would do for other men. I hold the door open for anyone that's within like 5 or 10 feet behind me when I go through a door in public. It has nothing to do with an idea that a woman can't open her own damn door. That's not what it is. But I know I have offended people by doing that. That's on them. I'm not going to apologize for that because I'm doing a nice thing. If they choose to misperceive that, then, well, sucks to suck. All right. Great little blurb from this officer. Thank you so much to that officer for sharing with the audience. We have several more of these to come. I am very late in getting these out, but I will try to get caught back up. And again, to our members, I will fill you in on everything that's been going on in my ridiculously chaotic life right now. Love y'all. Hope everyone is doing well. And we'll see y'all next time, as always, or at least you'll see me. As always, do good, be strong, stay free.